So as I was saying going into the break, I have a lot of respect for somebody who tells you the truth. I have a lot of respect for Tulsi Gabbard because she tells you exactly what she really thinks. This is what I support. This is why I support it. And this is who I am. And I've got no problem with that whatsoever. I don't agree. Same reason that I have grudging support, if you will. I begrudgingly have some respect, maybe not support, respect for Bernie Sanders. Not because I agree with anything he has to say, but at least he's honest about it. He tells you if we're going to do Medicare for all, it's going to cost a fortune. We're going to tax the daylights out of you. I mean, at least he's got the stones to do that, unlike Elizabeth Warren, right, who won't tell you the truth about anything. Oh, by the way, Warren says she's going to have a comprehensive plan to explain how it's all going to work coming up in a few weeks. I thought she had the plan. Call me crazy. But so here you go. Back to the Tulsi Gabbard conversation, because Tulsi came out with a very interesting video. Tulsi came out with a very interesting video over the weekend, and she's not backing down at all, not one bit. Tulsi Gabbard's crime, endorsing Bernie Sanders. Tulsi Gabbard's crime, daring not to kiss the ring of Hillary Clinton in 2016. And Tulsi, over the weekend, came out with a video. I want you to hear it. It's bite number five. Bite five with Tulsi Gabbard. Go.
People warned me in 2016 that my endorsement of Bernie Sanders would be the end of my quote-unquote political career. They said Clinton will never forget that she and her rich and powerful friends, her allies in politics and in the media, will make sure that you are destroyed. Well, there have been countless hit pieces full of smears against me from day one of this campaign. They've tried to destroy my reputation and my lifetime of service because I stood up to them. I've spent over 16 years of my life proudly serving in the Army National Guard. I still serve as a major today. I volunteered to deploy to the Middle East twice. I've served in Congress now for nearly 7 years, serving on the Foreign Affairs Committee, the Armed Services Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, and I am not afraid to openly express my love for our country. But if they can falsely portray me as a traitor, then they can do it to anyone. And in fact, that's exactly the message that they want to get across to you.
Falsely portray me as a traitor. You mean like falsely accusing somebody of being involved with Russia? Falsely accusing somebody of colluding with Russia? That kind of thing, Tulsi? Because you have to see the irony here of Tulsi Gabbard telling you that the Clintons will do anything, stop at nothing, destroy somebody, and lie about them any way possible and smear their reputation just to win. Because that's exactly what she's saying. She's saying Hillary Clinton and her cohorts will do anything. Anything. To destroy opponents, to label them, to smear them, to mock them, to accuse them of crimes they did not commit. Oh, and it all runs back to Ukraine. I've got a big story in hour number two you don't want to miss. But before we get there, more from Tulsi. More from Tulsi Gabbard. I want you to hear this. It's very, very instructive. Bite number six from Tulsi. Bite six. Go.
That if you stand up against Hillary and the party power brokers, if you stand up to the rich and powerful elite and the war machine, they will destroy you and discredit your message. But here is the truth. They will not intimidate us. They will not silence us. We are not here just to protest their corruption. I am running for president to take the Democratic Party and our country back from the corrupt elite. I'm running for president to bring about a new Democratic Party and new leadership that will fight for peace, fight for the people, and protect our planet. So I want to ask every single one of you to join me in speaking truth to power. Don't be afraid. Let's root out the corruption in our party and our country.
Corruption.
Exactly the message that they want to get across to you.
Skip that. Stop.
If you stand up against Hillary.
Stop. That's what you need to know. The war machine, the corruption, the corrupt elites, all of it. All of it. If you stand up against that, they're going to come at you and falsely accuse you of this and that and everything else. You have to see this clearly. This is exactly what happened to Donald Trump and is still happening to Donald Trump, the president. Falsely accused, smeared, attacked, torn down. and they won't quit. So where does that leave us? Here's where it leaves us. Hillary Clinton is getting into this race. I think it's better than a 50-50 shot that Hillary Clinton is actually going to get into this race for president. I believe it would be the greatest thing possible, a rematch, a redress of grievances from 2016. We can go through her laundry list of who she blames, Russian bots, Donald Trump's association with Ukrainians and Russians, the DNC for not being prepared and not being ready to take on her campaign and its disorganization, its bankrupt checkbook, all of it. Because Hillary Clinton's not responsible for Hillary Clinton's loss. There is a whole host of people that are responsible, but it's not her. It's not ever her. It will never be Hillary Clinton. She is not to blame for this. You understand this, all right? So I believe as you look at all this, she's coming back. But Tulsi Gabbard, because of all of this, continues to come up in the polls. Is she going to be the nominee? No, probably not. But she will be on the next debate stage, I believe, because they've raised the bar a bit from 2% in a number of polls to 3%. She'll be there because of name recognition. She took on Kamala Harris and knocked her clean out of the race. She's taking on Hillary Clinton and speaking, as she said, truth to power. I'm not going to be intimidated by you. I'm going to take it to you. Much like the man in the West Wing. Much like the man in the White House, not intimidated, plowing forward. Not intimidated, just plowing forward. All right? Man, we're off to a big week. It's going to be a big week. What's the breaking news going to be today and tomorrow? Who knows? But I look for John Durham's report. That's the most exciting thing on the horizon, me, John Durham's report. Oh, good stuff. Come on, Hillary, run. Do it for me. Steve Gruber Show.